Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. You know, I was looking at the weather yesterday. There is rain coming.
Get the heck out of here.
I know. It was like Sunday, Monday. I'm like, what the? Just put all my outdoor questions.
I actually saw, and I haven't looked. I haven't looked yet this morning, but I saw that today at my house in the South Bay is going to be in the 70s.
Yeah, I think today and tomorrow are supposed to be the nice days.
Yeah, 73 today. Perfect.
Look ahead into the. You got nothing coming up this weekend?
I do see for Monday the umbrella logo.
Same here.
I don't want to.
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to be, what were we calling that? An atmospheric river.
Yeah.
We should be fine.
Still, though.
Just a little.
Enough already.
A little dribble.
Get lost. I just want to, I just want to start having to not yank my cushions in every other day. Wham. Hey, you guys, the Johnny Mosley podcast is up and it's awesome this week. You know, every Monday we put up a new episode. Follow him at Johnny Mosley Pod, at Johnny Mosley Pod.
For a minute last night before bed, I was watching Mission Impossible Fallout, which is the last one, I believe.
Sixth one?
Mosley looks just like that guy.
I know. Isn't it funny? He's got a very weird Tom Cruise resemblance.
Mm-hmm.
At times.
I thought the whole time I was watching that, I was like,
really?
Mosley looks just like that guy. Yeah. I'm not around him like you are, though. So maybe you've got a better imprint of him. But I see him on the occasional visit at the studio.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you that there's a resemblance. But it's funny because it's only... I don't think of Tom Cruise when I'm looking at Johnny, but when I'm looking at Tom Cruise, he'll remind me of Johnny.
Right. That's what happened last night.
Sort of like
sure.
The opposite. But yeah, he's he's good looking. It's nice that he's outside of the room that we're in. You know, he's outside the house because God, it's hard being around him. Oh, that Johnny, he's so handsome. hey, it's time for Celebrity Trash, and it's brought to you by. Ask Me Anything on Radio Alice. You can ask Vinny anything this week. This is on Friday. So you don't have access somehow to the Alice 973 Instagram right now?
Yeah. I have access. It's just that if you ever log out and log back in, we have to send an email to our digital head to get verification. And you know how it says like a two-factor? So it sends to his email, and I have to actually... say, hey, they're going to send you a 6-digit code so I can enter it on my phone now. Can I get that code?
So it's like it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
You can't just make it one of the accounts that you run?
That's what I do, but every once in a while I log out just because things get confusing, and then I can't log back in unless I do that.
That is particularly safe. Safe we can't use it. Wow.
So safe we can't use it.
Mm-hmm. Great job on that security.
Nice job, guys.
Anyway, so we're asking you to direct message your questions to the Alice973 Instagram. We're assured that at some point we'll have access to that. So Great news. Anything that you want to ask Vinny, Brynn is going to go through all the questions, and you guys are going to do a little session on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be super fun. It's brought to you by AAA Insurance with over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. More at AAA.com.
We already have some great questions. So.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like what? Give me one.
I'm not going to tell you. And I don't have them top of my head, but I have them saved in a Word document. Nicole and I are going through them.
UpRocks did an Instagram post that, you know, look, we're all in this and we're doing it. And so I guess, you know, they're looking for ways to make it a little more fun. They did an Instagram post where they set up 6 houses with 5 celebrities in each one. And you have to pick which one you'd be in. And I think they could have gone, like, to me, there's no house here is particularly bad, or, I mean, there, some of them are fabulous. I mean, you know, who doesn't want to be in a house with Brad Pitt, I guess?
I don't.
Really? You wouldn't want to be with Brad Pitt?
He seems like a nice enough guy, but, yeah. You know, are you going to give me some of my options? Because I...
Okay. Well, we can go through these houses.
The first person that came to mind, I don't even know her name. What is that lady's name?
From Emily Ratajkowski.
That guy. That's the guy. That's the first person that crossed my
mind. Are you serious?
In the house with Emily Ratajkowski?
Whichever house she's in,
she's
that's
not
the
in
house.
One of these. Oh, oh man. Well, we got to put her in. You know what? Start your own house. Start writing down. As I give you these, you can tell me which people you want in your house.
Bryn gets the prize. Well done, buddy.
$5.
write her down because you get to have, you can pick 5 celebrities. You want to, Vinny's going to pick
totally
all supermodels.
You $5. You nailed it.
You're going to do her.
I was just about to say the blurred lines girl when he yelled
were
out.
You?
The,
that's
yeah.
Crazy.
So funny that the both of you were really, she still sticks, huh?
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
she does.
Wow. When's the last time you did a search for her?
Oh, I haven't in a while. Oh. Yeah, I usually like to see quite a bit more than what she's showing, if that's what you mean. Is that what you mean?
I mean, I just thought, well, for you guys to both have her come out of your mouth, that's a very, it's interesting. Like,
well, she seems to forget clothes all the time, first of all. Yeah, right. And then second of all, yeah, living with her? Sure. I mean, let's see how that's going to go.
Right. Maybe she's one of those people who pees with the door open.
Right.
Is that what we want?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't want to watch anybody pee. I'm just, you know. So UpRocks has set up these various houses, and you get to choose which one you want to be in. So the first house is Donald Glover, Eminem, John Mulaney, he's a comedian, Aaron Paul, that's a guy from Breaking Bad, and Lizzo.
No.
That might be a fun house. I mean, Lizzo's got to be fun. And, you know, like for me, it just could be Lizzo and me against all the guys, you know. And you got a comedian in there, a couple comedians actually. That might be all right. I don't know, but you reject that house.
I reject that house. Donald Glover is super talented, but I mean he's got some hostility in him. Eminem also super talented, incredibly hostile. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to be caught on that guy. Like, dude, I'm walking by in the house. You don't need to act like I'm spying on you. You know, I don't. Whatever his hostility is, I want no part of it.
All right, house number 2. This is my least favorite house. Even though 2 dudes that I'm into are in this house. I mean, I picture me in this house. I'm like, oh boy, I'm not even in this house. No one even sees me. The Weeknd, Michael B. Jordan, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, and Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, I'd take that over the other one.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Oh. Like, to me, I'm like, well, you got Ariana, who's so hot and talented. Her and Billie Eilish are off, you know, singing. And then you got Timothy Chalamet, who's their age. And The Weeknd, Michael B. Jordan, he's going to be like, who?
Actually, that's a pretty good looking house, if you think about it.
It's a great looking house, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Yeah, I can't be in that house. I need to stand out a little more. I can't be in there. House 3 is Adam Driver, Beyonce, Frank Ocean, Seth Rogen, and Will Smith. That might be a fun house. Beyonce, I don't know. She's going to be really needy.
Yeah, but you can sit there and listen to her hopefully jam, right?
Yeah, like maybe she'll want to do Halo with Mel. I can play Halo on guitar. I'll just sit around and be annoying and play guitar all the time. Like, hey, Beyonce, you want to sing something? Adam Driver would be kind of fun. He's a doof. Seth Rogen. There'll be weed.
Those two guys seem fun. Yeah, I wouldn't mind hanging
Will
with
Smith
those guys.
Seems fun. I don't know much about Frank Ocean as a person, you know, but all those other people. That might go House 3. House 4 is Tyler, the Creator, Dave Chappelle, Rihanna, Joaquin Phoenix, and Zendaya.
Yeah, I'll take that house, too. That house looks fun.
I don't know. Joaquin Phoenix is a little weird. Like, he might throw a... Like, I picture him and Dave Chappelle winding up in a fight. I don't know about that one. House 5 is...
Something tells me that they'll work that out before any fists are flown.
Brad Pitt is House 5. Larry David. This might be my house. I don't know. Cardi B and Lana Del Rey can take a hike, but Brad Pitt, Larry David, and Keanu Reeves?
Chanel number 5.
With Cardi B and Lana Del Rey? Cardi B would be tough, man.
What? Or it's you'd just... buddy up and be and have the time of your life.
Maybe. I don't know. She just seems like she'd be just so much to deal with. Like, everyone would be hiding from her. I can't even imagine her and Larry David in a house together. Like, that might actually be fun just to sit and watch what happens. And House 6, this is Up Rocks. They did six groups of five celebrities, and you got to quarantine with them. Tom Holland, who is the... Is he the new Spider-Man right now?
Spider-Man. Spider-Kid.
Okay, so Tom Holland, Margot Robbie... Ana de Armas, that's that hot chick from Knives Out, and
That's Ben Affleck's girlfriend.
Yeah, Blade Runner 2049.
Okay.
Pete Davidson, boy, and Idris Elba. That's a good house too. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So your house, really, all you've come up with is Emily Ratajkowski, and doesn't matter who else is in the house.
Look, when you said the premise of the next story, that's the first person that crossed my mind, and the fact that
weird.
Bryn was able to guess it,
I know, like you guys
tells
have some
me
kind of telepathic
we both
connection.
Have similar thought processes. That's all, and I'm not surprised. We're both boys, so duh.
Would you want it to be all girls in there? I mean, that'd be tough. You know, married man and all.
Well, oh, wait, what?
I mean, you're a married man.
I'm going in there as
yeah,
I am
you.
Now.
It's you're going to be you. In quarantine with these people, who do you want in there?
Oh, all right. Well, even as a married guy, I'm still going with that.
Right.
Why not? I mean,
no internet. I'm just assuming. I'm just trying to make this place suck for you. You'll be drilling holes in walls before you know it.
Yeah. No, I don't. You know, I'm not going to do this.
Actually, so. We're all quarantining with under this amount of people. Like, if you had to add two people to the house you're currently in, who would it be? Would you add, like, would it be someone, you know, that would be actually helpful, like your mother?
Someone who can help with the kids, absolutely. Right. And probably my mom, because she cares enough to do it, as opposed to going, you don't pay me enough for this crap. I'm going to my room. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. I think that for someone like you, you want a girl who's about 11. Right? Because she'll, like, totally herd the kids and interest them. And then, like, your mom. And then you and Christina would be like, well, there's really nothing for us to do. I mean, the 11-year-old's got school all set up and mom's got all the meals going. So
let's
go for a drive.
You're talking dream world now.
I know.
That's not the world I'm living in.
That would be a nice little dream world, wouldn't it? Nobody's running live events that aren't virtual anymore. Except the WWE. And they were asked about this down in Florida. This is a press conference. Orange County Mayor, Orange County, Florida Mayor, Jerry Demings, was asked why the WWE is still producing live TV shows in Orlando. He said, I think initially there was a review that was done and they were not initially deemed an essential business. With some conversation with the governor's office regarding the governor's order, they were deemed an essential business.
They don't have an audience coming to the shows,
they don't.
Though, right?
No, they don't. But they're, you know, they're having contact. I don't know if they're all quarantined together, all the WWE people, or if they're coming in to do these events. So they were allowed to remain open. And I guess as I sort of dug a little bit deeper in there, they're saying Florida is currently under a safer at home order until April 30th. It limits movements outside of homes to providing or getting essential services or carrying out essential activities.
How's your family handling it in Florida?
Are they just... No, they're staying home, more or less. I mean,
do they go to the store for themselves, or are they Instacarting?
I think that they're going to the store for themselves. I don't believe that they're Instacarting.
Are they masking it up?
I also do not know the answer to that. Yeah. I had a... I don't know, and I don't want to throw them under the bus in case they are. Maybe they are totally quarantined. I don't think so, though. It doesn't seem like it. I know my nieces and nephews flew in. I'm like, people are on planes? Who knew?
Look, your parents or and I'm not trying to frame them. I don't know their deal either, but there's plenty of people who aren't as worried about this as...
No, they're clearly not as worried about this as we are. And frankly, I'm worried about it because my dad, you know, my brother and sister drove across the... My brother and sister-in-law drove across the country to get there. They're flying people in who are staying at my mom and dad's house. My dad is 80 and has asthma. I am concerned about it. But you know what I do? I shut my mouth because I just feel like they're all grown-ups. And I'm in charge of me and my family.
Right.
And they're in charge of them and their family.
Well, that's what it comes down to with the general public as well. You might see someone doing something that you'd like to wring their neck over, but what your best play is go home.
Yeah. You do you.
Right.
So this the whole thing they're saying here is that basically it's really important to the economy of Florida. That's what they're saying about the WWE. Who knew? It is critical to Florida's economy, officials told CNN.
I've never watched that garbage. Me I don't either. Know how anybody can stand it, but
yeah,
I do know that if there's something you like and it's gone, you absolutely miss it. It's a bummer. So I get it. If people love that and they're able to still have it now, they're probably super stoked.
Karl Anthony Towns' mom died after a battle with coronavirus. She's not
super old. Is he a basketball player?
Yeah, he's a guy from, her name is Jacqueline Towns. He's a Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. You know, that guy, is his name Rudy Gerbach? I'm not positive that's the name of the dude who, you know, jokingly touched all of
the... Oh, no, it's not Gerbach. What is that dude's name?
Rudy something, though, right? Anyway, that joke seems less and less and less funny as more, like...
Gobert.
There have been... What is it?
Gobert,
that's right.
Gobert.
Gobert. Gobert. Yeah, that's, I mean, honestly, there's been a lot of stuff in the basketball world. A lot of cases and a lot of, deaths of parents, and man, that joke just seems so not funny. Anyway, she succumbed to the virus yesterday. Obviously they're heartbroken, she passed due to complications as a result of COVID-19. I am not seeing her age here, but she's not. I'm looking at a picture. I mean, you know, could be an old picture, but she looks like she's in her 40s.
Oh.
Yeah, she does not look particularly old. Celebrities out there doing good in the world. Ryan Seacrest is donating $1 million to corona relief efforts in Los Angeles and New York City. I don't know if you've been watching John Krasinski's Some Good News. It's a YouTube show he's been doing for the last few weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it's cute. It's clearly from his home, but it has some production elements to it. It looks sort of like The Daily Show, but only sort of good news. It's not that it's not about coronavirus at all, but it's things like, I guess he gave doctors and nurses at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston an amazing gift. First, David Ortiz gave them lifetime Red Sox tickets.
Oh.
Then John, following CDC guidelines, took them all on a trip to Fenway Park, and they all got to throw out. They all got to throw out first pitches. And he announced AT&T is giving doctors and nurses on the front lines across the country free service for 3 months.
All right.
So you don't have to pay your bill for 3 months. Kevin Smith is launching a Moobies delivery service through Postmates. Moobies is a fictional fast food chain in his movies, in Kevin Smith's movies.
Is that right?
Yes. And so it looks like the proceeds. So he's going to, you know, they're going to just launch this alleged Moobies, but it's really Postmates. And the proceeds are going to provide food for families of undocumented restaurant workers. And that's going to be April 19th through the 25th.
Wow. Good for him. That's a very, I don't want to say an unlikely cause, but it's not something that would, most people wouldn't consider that a popular move. And yet it's so important to the restaurant business.
Incredibly important to the restaurant business.
My buddy works in restaurants and he's a guy I actually went to rehab with. Oh. And I met him in rehab. So we've become tight for that reason. But he's someone who, because he's bilingual, has always had big jobs in kitchens because he can deal with everybody there. Yep.
Also, Bono's helping Ireland get urgent supplies. Surprise. And Oprah's doing a special today for Apple TV Plus about the impact of COVID-19 on the African-American community. That's going to do it for the Early Trash Vinny. What's coming up?
I'll get you up to date on the emerging plans of our emergence.
Oh.
Huh? And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.